Okay. All right, let's start the new Mishnah, the Mishnah Nayin Dalet Amud Aleph. All right, so it takes up a very big topic that's found in a lot of places in Shas, and we'll have to see how much we can cover of it. But I'd like to at least get some of the basics down. Wow, it's noisy today. Okay. All right, so let's start the Mishnah. It says, Elu Asurin V'Osrin B'Kol Shehu. Okay, so these are Asur, and they Asur, the Tyroves, B'Kol Shehu. Okay, what does Rash say? B'Kol Shehu, Kol Mokom Shenis Arvu Shom. Afilu Echad B'Elef Lo Batal. The Osrin es Kulan. So it's a strange Rashi, right? It's a strange Rashi. Okay. So what's unusual? What's strange about the Rashi? How he explains Kol Shehu so much? How he explains Kol Shehu in not in a normal way, right? But Kol Shehu normally means what? Any amount, right? You say if something is also bekolshu, it means in any amount, right? But Rashi doesn't want to learn that way. He learns bekolshehu means wherever it is, right? Meaning to say afilu echad be'elef lo bottle. Meaning to say kolshu here is not talking about the size of the iser itself. It doesn't mean in any size the Isser is Usser. It means the Isser will be Usser in any context that it's found. Okay? It's not a shear of the size of the Isser itself, it's a shear of the Tyroves of the Isser. Okay? But the Isser itself does have a shear. Right? As we'll see. You understand what I'm saying? So it's osur, meaning to say it itself is not bottle, and it's osur nes kulan, and it creates isur and everything else. Okay? Is it possible to have one without the other? Yeah.
Who's kol shehu referring to?
Kol mokom shenis arev shom. In other words, Rashi learns they're osur wherever they are. As opposed to in any amount.
It means wherever.
What's that?
It means wherever.
It means no matter how much heter you add, they'll never become bottle. And never. And you'll never. And everything will remain asa. Okay?
You repeat that no matter how much you add.
No matter how much heter you add, they'll still remain asa and asa everything else. But it doesn't mean. No matter how much Isser you start out with.
So any
amount what? We're not saying in any amount of Isser. We're not saying any amount of Isser you have always creates Heter. Always creates Isser. We're saying in these Isurim, no matter how much Heter there is, it's not going to change, it's not going to make a difference. You'll see what I mean very quickly.
Or in any amount. Because the Isser is always going to make Heter Isser, no matter what the
Look, I'll give, you'll understand in 1 second. So it says like this. Yayin Nesef. Chavis be'elef chavios. That's what Rashi means. What do you mean? How do you say Yayin Nesef is also be'kol shehu? And then the case is a chavis. A tiny little chavis? What does that mean? A tiny, tiny chavis? Doesn't mean that. It means here kol shehu, it was a normal kol shehu would mean a drop of wine. That's not what Rashi's learning the Mishnah. Rashi's not learning the Mishnah to mean that one drop of Yayin Nesef is so powerful that it'll aser everything. It means to say, if you have a chavis of Yayin Nesef, no matter how much heter there is, it's going to be aser. Understand? It's different. It doesn't mean that you could start out with any shear of Isser. It means that given these kinds of isurim, there's no bittel to them. No matter how much, no matter kol mokom shenis arvusham. If you have a chavis shel yayin nesach, no matter what it's mixed into, no matter how many other chavios there are, you can have a warehouse of 10,000 chavios. If you have one chavis of yayin nesach that's lost in it, they're all usher. That chavis is never bottle, and therefore all of the chavios are usher. But it doesn't mean a kol shehu of yayin nesach is usher. Right? It means these things in the Mishnah are never bottle wherever they're found. But they have to be a certain way to begin with. They have to be a certain form to start out with. If they have that form, then they never bottle. As opposed to saying there's no amount of, as opposed to saying any amount of these Yisurim are not bottle. Okay? You'll see, it's clear in a minute. Right, so that's what he says. Yayin Nesach, he says, a chavis.
Right, okay. It's like weird to say, it's like, yeah, Karen gives all of a sudden when he just has a Yayin Nesach and Karen, not substantially mixed in anything else.
Kilaya Karen, what'd you say?
I think it's like that, it's like having barrels, you know,
right.
Okay, so how
does one barrel usher other barrels? What do you mean? It's how does one barrel usher other barrels? Is that your question? So it means to say that they're mixed. So what does it mean to say a barrel is mixed with other barrels? It means to say that all of them are in an identity crisis. They're all, wow. In other words, it means every barrel that you're unsure of its identity. You have many barrels that you're unsure of what their identity are, right? And one of them is a Yayin Nesach barrel. So then they're all included in the suffix. They're all under one suffix. Is this the barrel of Yayin Nesach or is it not the barrel of Yayin Nesach? Doesn't matter if one is here, one is there. They don't have to be physically in a kli or something like that. They can be miles away. They still be considered part of a tarovus of barrels. Because their identity is in doubt. The suffix is in their identity. So all of them that are involved in that suffix are usher. Okay? If you could somehow eliminate the one from the suffix, it would be mutter. It wouldn't be nisari. Right? Okay. All right, so that's the first case. Yayin Nesach, Lavodos Kochavim, Tsura She'avdua V'nis Arva Be'elef Tsuros, She'enon Avodos Kochavim. So you have one Tsura that was worshipped, and it gets mixed in with 1,000 Tsuros that weren't worshipped. Right? Oros Levuvin. Yeah, what is that? Anybody know what that means?
They take out the heart.
So it was considered like that ore is considered like part of a zevach, part of a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. Okay. That was a practice of Avodah Zarah, to open up the skin and to open up the animal and take out the heart.
It says that they extracted everything through that hole.
Everything through the hole?
Yeah. Shenokvin, Agmos of Rashi, Shenokvin, Kneged, Aleif, Kar, Eagle, Vederech, Oso, Nekev, Hutsiyo, Hanimurim, Vethakitum,
I guess they advanced. But anyway, so Oros Levuvin is Rashi's Davinami Isuri Hano. Okay, fine. The Shoran Niskal. Okay. The Egla Rufa. We're familiar with these. The Tzipori Mitzora. Yeah. V'chulin v'seyar nazir u'petach amor u'basar b'cholav v'sorar m'shaleach v'chulin shishchul v'azar rei elu asurin v'osrim b'koshu. Okay. So all these cases are basically Yisur Yana, right? They're all Yisur Yana. Good? All right. As now Rashi just clarifies, what's the case of Basar B'Chalav? Right? What does it mean that it's going to be Asar B'Kolshil? So what does he explain? So it means a piece of meat that became Basar B'Chalav. Now that piece of meat that is Basar B'Chalav will be Asar B'Kolshil. Doesn't mean that Basar B'Chalav, you can make Basar B'Chalav B'Kolshil. Right? That's just all he's trying to clarify over there. You got that? All right, let's start the Gemara, okay? Go ahead, someone read.
Sure. Honey, Tana, my kechashiv. I, davar shemimin kechashiv, listeni nami chatichos nevela. I, siri hana kechashiv, listeni nami chalas pesach.
Okay, so the question is, what is this Tana, what is he counting? What does he hold? What types of things does he hold are aser b'kolshu, or aser b'chol makom? Is he saying, does he hold anything that is a davarship and minion? Okay, that's we have to pause on that. So what does a davarship and minion mean? Let's see Rashi. Right. Okay, so that's the first category we have here. What's the first category? Of things that are not bottle. It's something that we call a davar sheba minyan. What is a davar sheba minyan?
Countable.
Countable. But more than countable, something that is, in fact...
It's like a worth to it?
What, anybody know? You know what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It's like part of a natural unit. Like a dozen eggs, so each egg is part of that count.
Right. I mean, really it means in terms of how the thing is bought and sold. Right? How the thing is bought and sold. So, it's a davar sheba minyan. Means to say that when you go and you buy something, you buy it by the number. There's certain things you buy by the volume or weight, and other things you buy by the number. Okay? So what does it mean? Like you use eggs. You don't buy eggs by the weight. Buy eggs by the number. A dozen. Right? Bagels. Things like that. You buy them by the... you buy them by the number. Other things you buy by weight. A pound of butter. Right? Or grain. Nobody says, give me 10,000 kernels of grain. You buy it by the bag full or whatever it is, right? Interestingly, someone told me in China they sell eggs by the bag full. They're not medayek take on the number exactly.
Isn't everything don't all eggs crack in the bag?
I guess they're hard boiled maybe. I don't know. But anyway,
I'm 12.
Because the Gemara, we don't consider the eggs to be things that are always counted. But anyway, so what does that mean? So what does that mean, a davar sheba minyan? Who cares a davar sheba minyan? So what? Why should a davar sheba minyan not be bottle? That's what we have to work on a little bit in this area is the question is why certain things would not be bottle. Okay? So obviously, you have to think a little bit about how things are bottle in order to understand when they're not bottle, right? So what would be, just a preliminary thought, I mean, how would we approach the question? Saying something that is sold by number is an idea, there's a svara there to say that it shouldn't be bottle. Meaning to say, what's something that's sold by number? We always think of eggs. Okay, we'll take an egg. So if you have egg, one egg, how do you have a non-kosher egg?
If it has a chicken in it.
Okay, that's already a severe case. But you can have simple cases. The chicken, huh? The chicken was a trefa, let's say. The chicken that laid the egg was a trefa. So obviously you can have an egg from a non-kosher bird, but you'll probably be able to recognize it as being different from the other eggs. But you could have a chicken that's a trefa, and it lays an egg, so the egg's a trefa, the egg is not kosher. And it gets mixed up with other eggs. So I'll say there's no tarovas of, we don't say the egg will be bottled b'shishim. or Berov, whatever it is. Why? Because it's a davarship of minyan. Something that you sell by counting. So what? What does that do with anything? Yeah. Right? Basically, that's a good idea. In other words, dar is something that you, in order to have bittul, it means to say that the thing is just subsumed under the group. Right? In other words, bittul means to say that the thing loses its individual identity. And it just becomes part of the larger entity. Right? In other words, how does bittul work? It means to say that we don't count it, we don't treat it as its own cheftza anymore, viser. We say now it became part of the greater entity, and the greater entity is heter, so it also now becomes has a shame of heter. As in order to have the shame heter, it has to really join the other things. In order to have the identity of the group, it has to be able to become part of a greater cheftza, and therefore be defined by it. But Aaron is saying, things that are b'minyan means to say that we, at least in terms of commerce, we're machshev each individual thing, right? Guy says, give me. That's exactly what we mean. When we sell it by the minyan, it means we're medayik on exactly each individual one. If I sell something by the bag, sometimes I get a few more, sometimes I get a few less. It's not important. Each individual is not important. Maybe just the general volume is important. But there's no specific chashivas down to the particular cheftza. It's just a general chashivas of the type, right? But not of the individual cheftza. So in a situation where the individual cheftza is chashiv, that's the opposite of bittul. Right? I mean, chashivas and bittul are opposites. Right? Bittul means it's nullified, it's negligible, and chashiv means it's precious and important. So if you see that we relate to things, if we relate to the individual chefza as a davar sheba minyan, there's a svara to say that will prevent bittul. Yeah. Okay. So that is a svara. That's a svara. The davar sheba minyan is not bittul. But our Gemara is asking, what does our Tana hold? If he holds a davar sheba minyan is chashuv, so then Rashi says, nichshov nami chatichas nevela. The Gemara says, why doesn't the Mishnah include cases that are like a case of nevela? You can have a piece of meat, a very chashuv steak that you don't buy by the pound, you buy by the piece. Okay. We don't buy by the piece, but something that's a chaticha that's considered chashuv.
Maybe like a salami.
I don't know if I think a steak is more chashuv than a salami.
Salami is what you buy with a unit.
It's an interesting question, but anyway, he says. It should include something like a chatichas nevela, because a chaticha of nevela is also chashuv, but that's not included. So the Mishnah doesn't seem to be holding from a davar sheba minyan. So what's the other possibility? And if the Mishnah holds from Isser Hanoh, if that's what it's saying, that Isser Hanoh is chashuv, is not batal, so then it should have included chametz on Pesach. That's also something that's Isser Hanoh, right? So this Gemara is trying to figure out what is the svar of the Mishnah. Is it davar sheba minyan or is it Isser Hanoh? If it's davar sheba minyan, it should include nevela, a chaticha of nevela. And if it's on Isser Hanoh, it should include chametz v'pesach. Go ahead, let's go a little further.
Chametz v'pesach is considered one entity. It doesn't have separate.
No, in other words, what's Isser Hanoh mean? Why would Isser Hanoh not be batal? Yeah, but what would be the svar of saying Isser Hanoh is not batal? Well, the first svar is davar sheba minyan, because it's chashuv, meaning to say that in the way we treat it, we treat each individual cheftza as its own entity, right? You can't mix individuals together and make a big group out of it necessarily. If each one has a chashivas on its own, But what's the svar of Isra no? Why would Isra no not be bottle? I mean, the Gemara is proposing that as a possibility. Why would Isra no not be bottle?
So at the end of the day, you're being nana from it.
Not if it's bottle. I mean, you can eat the vela, and then you're also going to be eating it. If it's bottle, it should be okay. So that's a different reason why something should not be bottle. Why should it not be bottle? Because of the chomer ha'isser. Because of the chomer of the isser itself. All right, let's go a little bit further. So the Gemara says a funny thing. Amar of Chia Bar Abba of Yitam Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Haitana Tarti Isle Dover Sheb Minyan Vi'i Suri Hana. So he says the Tana actually holds you need two. You need both things. Di'ika Tarti L'Chashivusa. Interesting Rashi. You need two things for the Chashivas. D'Choshev Isser Did Hu. To make that the choshev isser did who, that its isser is choshev. Who the low bottle? Of a chometz, prusa b'pesach, chov ein darko limnos bottle. But if you had chometz on Pesach, so it's true, it's aser b'hano, but it's a prusa, so it's just a piece. So a piece doesn't have the chashivas of darko limnos. So then it would be bottle. All right, what you do with it, we'll hold on to that for a minute. But what's the svar over here? That you need both. You need both. Or if you had a chaticha of nevela, that is a davar sheva minyan, kevan d'la v'sra nohu, botla baruba. So Rashi's saying, Rashi's learning that this Mishnah holds that you need two things in order to not to be bottle. On the one hand, it has to be a davar sheva minyan, and simultaneously, it has to be aser b'hano. But if it was just davar sheva minyan or just aser b'hano, it would not be. It would be bottle. It would not be chashuv. So, what's the idea of this combination? How do you read the Rashi? It's a little bit tough. The Rashi, no. Tarti isle, davar sheva minyan vi'i suri hano, dika tarti lechashivusa, de chashuv iser did who. What's Choshev Isser Did Hu mean?
We thought it must be referring to Dovah Minyan, but...
Who the low bottle? In other words, when you have two L'Chashivusha, then that makes the Isser Choshev?
It's like if you have Chashivusha from like natural...
Okay, so Levi is proposing maybe this Tana holds, it needs to be... Choshev in both frameworks. It has to be choshev in the framework of Adam in terms of the way we treat it, that's Davar Sheva Minyan, and choshev in the eyes of Halacha, that Isser Hano indicates that the Isser itself is a certain type of a severity. It has to have a certain severity in Halacha and a certain chashivas in Adam. Okay. So the problem that arises according to Rashi is what? What's interesting, what comes out according to Rashi is that this Tana holds what? You need two things, right? You need the chashivas of Davar Sheva Minyan plus the Isser of the Isser Hana in order to say that something is not going to be bottle. Correct? But what's interesting is that there's a... And that's the way the Rif seems to hold also. But the Rishonim are bothered with one problem. And that is what? That there's an open Mishnah in Chulin that says if you have a chaticha of nevela, it's not bottle. Right? So the question is, So according to Rashi, it comes out that the Mishnais are arguing with each other. The Mishnah over there in Chulin holds all you need is a chaticha. All you need is basically davar sheba minyan, something that's considered chashuv by its the way it's treated, right? It's basically a davar sheba minyan. But over here, what? Over here, the Tana holds need both. Yeah. And over here, the Tana holds you need both. And according to Rashi, you have machlokas. Do you say davar sheba minyan alone is not batal, or only when you have the combination of davar sheba minyan plus isra hana? But what's interesting is that there's a third case. What's the third case that's mentioned in Chulin? The third case is beria. What's a beria? A beria means when you have something that has a complete form, like an ant, or the gid anasha, the Gemara says. That also is not batal. And that everybody agrees. Beria is not batal. That's not part of the machlokas. So it comes out a funny thing, that although there's a machlokas about a davar sheba minyan, according to Rashi, if it has to be asur b'hanah in order to be batal, for some reason it doesn't seem that beria there's a machlokas on. Okay. Necessarily. I mean, beria is not really davar sheba minyan. Beria could mean like an ant. Nobody buys and sells ants. It's not something that's davar sheba minyan. It's not a davar sheba minyan. So what is the idea of davar sheba minyan? So the Rishonim say, because it has a specific tzura. It has a defined form. It's cool, like they say that what is a davar sheba minyan? Something that has to have like an identity. And if you break it in half, it loses identity.
You mean a beria?
A beria, right? Like an ant. If you take an ant and you break it in half, so now you have a half an ant. But if you take a piece of meat and you cut it in half, you still have meat. You haven't changed the identity by breaking it in half. So what does that show you? It shows you that certain things have a real their identity is tied up with a specific form. You understand? Meat is just a substance.
Without that form, it's not the same thing.
Without that form, it's not the same thing. Without that form, it's not the same thing. So that also is an idea of preventing. That's also an idea of why something shouldn't be batal. But the question is, why is it that by beria we say there's no bittul, even though it's not asur b'hanah, but by the davar sheba minyan, it's only if it's both. But I would say like this. Let's just give one svar here. Let's give one svar over here. It was, what's the difference between the non-bittul of the beria versus that it has nothing to do with being with isur hanah, and the bittul of and the non-bittul of davar sheba minyan, that according to our Tana, it's only not going to be batal if it's asur b'hanah. Why does the davar sheba, or to put it another way, why does the davar sheba minyan need a supplement of isur hanah in order to prevent its bittul? Whereas the beria, just by the shame beria alone prevents the bittul. Okay? So what do you say? What do you say? The beria has a specific tzura. That's like the Ram says, it's tzuraso olav. It has a form. It has a very definite form, and its identity is totally on that form. So let me tell you one thing about this. Saying, well, like I said at the beginning of this year, in order to understand these things, you have to understand how bittul works. In order to understand when something is not bittul, we have to think how does bittul work? So let's go through. So what are the steps of bittul? So what's the first thing you need for bittul? What's the first thing that you need to have bittul? So you need to have a taroves, right? You need to have a mixture of sorts. It could be like we were discussing earlier, physically liquids, and you know, or just a jumble of things that you don't know what is what. But basically, you have to have a mixture, right? Without the mixture, there's nothing to talk about. Without the mixture, I guess there's nothing. There's no shaila. So yeah, always starting out with the mixture. But how does the bittul work? So the bittul, the first step of the bittul would seem to be that we're going to say that the things that are mixed up are going to become like one. We can treat them as one. We can treat them as a group, right? In other words, in order to have bittul, what you're saying is that even though this chefza is asur, how does it become mutter? Because it becomes subsumed under the greater category. It loses its individual identity. Some things, the isser is a shame that comes from its own individual identity. How does it lose the shame of the isser? It basically is piggybacking. It's now getting its shame from the greater entity. Yeah, you understand what I mean?
We don't look at parts anymore.
Right? Exactly. We don't look at parts anymore. Now we say that there's no specific parts. It's a grouping. It's a class. It's just a larger entity of things. But they lose a certain amount of individual identity. So we could say like this. We could say by beria, since each thing has its own individual identity based on its own form, it can't really become part of something else. In other words, it can't, yeah.
It's already a part of something.
Exactly. It already has its own identity from its very structure. It's not omed for, if I have this particular piece of meat and that particular piece of meat, so there's really no, it's really just like a substance. So now I can say the grouping will be an enlargement of the, now I have a lot of meat, right? But it's open for tziruf to other things because it doesn't have its own particular form. It's like a liquid that you pour into a cup. It'll take the form of whatever the thing is, right? Because it doesn't have its own form yet. It doesn't have a specific shame of tzura in itself. So it's open to becoming part of a larger entity, as opposed to like a solid. If you have a square and you put it into any shape, it's not going to take the form of the container, right? Because it already has its own form. So in order to the first step of the bittul is to basically make a uniform entity out of all the pieces. So in a certain sense, you have to be able to call them all by a greater shame. They all have to have like a greater identity, a unified tzura that we can associate to all of them. But if the thing is a beria, it simply can't become part of a greater shame. Its own tzura, its own identity of beria prevents it from being subsumed under a greater form, right? Like if I take wood and I hammer it together into a chair, so you'll say you don't identify each piece of wood on its own. Say it just became a chair. But if I took actual kalim and I put them into a chair, I would say, well, now I have kalim that you're sitting on. You know, I mean, they're not going to lose their own identity and just take on the shame of a chair, because they already have their own form. I could say I'm using these things to make a makeshift chair of it. But you don't say when you take raw material like the metal or the wood and you form it into the chair, the chatchila, you don't say there's a piece of wood and a piece of wood and a piece of wood and a piece of wood that I'm sitting on. It all becomes one cheftza. It all has the tzura is really gives the shame applies to everything universally, right? So that's So that's why it would seem they're learning beria doesn't have to be, doesn't need anything else to not be batal. Because it simply prevents the formation into the greater entity. It always stands alone. The beria always stands alone. Right? But there's another way to prevent bittul. And that is, even though everything is really mixed in and it becomes one greater identity, sometimes the thing, no matter how small it is, has such a chashivas that it always remains an ikar. It can never be considered. There's two steps. You have to mix the iser into a greater entity, and the iser has to be considered negligible connected to the greater entity. You understand? You need two steps to accomplish bittul. You have to first make a cohesive unit with one identity, and the iser has to be considered negligible lagabi that. It has to be a part of it that's not choshev, not mentionable. So the chaticha, that's really skabed, it doesn't have the prevention, it doesn't prevent the formation of the tarovis. So this Tana holds, it's only going to be not batal because of its chashivus. You understand? Because of its importance with regard to the whole tarovis. So in terms of importance, we could apply Levi Svara, that he holds, in terms of importance, it needs to have importance universally, halachically and legabe Adam. But that's why it makes sense, that's why it's possible to demand an increase in the chashivas from the tzad of the Isra HaNoah when we're only dealing about a davar shebeminyan. Because really, it just becomes a group. And the prevention of the bittul is from the chashivas itself. But the beria is not really a chashivas in terms of that it's even though it's mixed in, it's chashiv, it really prevents the tarovas from, it really prevents the mixture from becoming one in the first place. So in terms of the prevention, that's totally on the tzura, the chashivas wouldn't add anything. It's not coming from chashivas. It's not coming from chashivas in terms of importance. It's coming from the fact that it already has its own surah and it simply can't become part of another. It can't become just a the it can't be reduced down to substance of a greater form. So that's the possibility I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Good question. So Aaron is right. It's only because it's a halachic tzura. It's only because it's a halachic tzura, not just anything that has a form. It has to be a form that's recognized in halacha. But that would require us to get into a beria itself. I mean, then maybe Levi will claim that it qualifies for his it qualifies for him too. But right? Of course, it has halachic significance too. But that's not the svar of the one who holds that the davar shebeminyan doesn't need isra HaNoah.